This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Hospitals in northern Michigan are bracing for the chance that fewer people will have health insurance in the future. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that the Republican health care plan would reduce federal deficits by billions of dollars. But the report also says the American Health Care Act would leave 14 million fewer people with health insurance next year. The president and CEO of Munson Healthcare says that would be bad news for everyone. Ed Ness has criticized the bill in a letter sent to Northern Michigan's Congressman Jack Bergman. I sat down with a healthcare leader at the end of last month. Ed Ness is the president and CEO of Munson Healthcare. Thanks for making time to talk.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Your letter criticizes parts of the American Healthcare Act. You write that the American Healthcare Act would have a severe and negative impact on Munson Healthcare, our patients, our communities. How would it have a negative impact on Munson?
The American Healthcare Act really has a couple different buckets that impact our citizens in northern Michigan. So the first is Medicaid expansion, which is called Healthy Michigan in the state of Michigan. And there's about 37,000 of our citizens that were covered under that plan that previously didn't have coverage. In addition, the insurance marketplace or the exchange has about 18,000 of our citizens. And then in addition, there's other provisions such as allowing 19 to 26-year-olds to have coverage, which have citizens. And so our concern as we look forward to caring to the people of northern Michigan is that's a great number of people that have the potential of losing coverage and going either uninsured or very much underinsured, which by all studies is not good for health care.
What would more people without health insurance mean for this hospital system?
So I think in general, if you look at history, when people do not have health insurance, a couple of things that happens. They tend to use the emergency department as their primary care, which is certainly not the best way to manage chronic disease or receive primary care. So if they have diabetes or heart conditions, you know, they without insurance, they tend to wait to that diagnosis gets acute, you go to the emergency room. That's not only not good care, but it clogs up the emergency departments for the folks that really need it. In addition, it's a very expensive setting for care. So if you go to the emergency room, you have a whole panel of tests run, and it's really treated as an acute, rather than having a conversation with a primary care doctor where you can talk about how do you manage that chronic condition. So we think actually not having insurance leads to higher costs because they come to the emergency room, they're not insured. Frankly, those costs are passed on to those who do have insurance. Their costs are covered somehow. Very few of those people would pay any of their bills, so it's written off by the hospital.
How has the Affordable Care Act worked in your perspective?
You know, like anything, I think there's opportunities for improvement. So I mentioned earlier the exchanges. This is the private insurance. And it is true that there are a number of insurers that are dropping out of the exchanges for a number of different reasons. I think they're finding it financially not sustainable. So I think I would certainly agree that there needs to be modifications to that to make that a sustainable marketplace. On the other hand, you know, the Medicaid expansion, that's just a group of citizens that I think would find it very difficult to find insurance through mechanisms such as tax subsidies because they're just in a place economically that that's probably not going to help them.
Do you know how the Affordable Care Act has affected your uncompensated care costs at Munson?
Yes, I think Munson, probably like most systems, has seen a drop in uncompensated care. One of the things I think it's important to remember, though, is in order to have the Affordable Care passed in the Obama administration years ago, hospitals agreed to take a cut in reimbursement. That reimbursement was about $230 million to Munson Healthcare over 10 years. So we recognized that our uncompensated care would go down and said, you know, in reflection of that, we'll take a cut in Medicare. So one of our concerns with this new legislation is, so now you increase the uninsured, but those cuts for our providers stay in place. They're not restored.
How has the reality of the Affordable Care Act shaped the direction of Munson?
You know, so with the increased coverage, you know, we have attempted to have access to care through our primary care clinics and through other alternatives, again, to try to improve access To our citizens throughout the region that they don't use the emergency department as their primary care. That doesn't happen overnight, but we are seeing trends of that ER utilization for that type of care decreasing.
Have you had to invest in those areas then, in primary care then?
Yes, so your primary care access is an issue throughout Northern Michigan, frankly, regardless of this act. So that's an area each of our communities is aggressively recruiting in, trying to recruit primary care. One of the big things we continue to work on is a partnership on a family practice residency program with Michigan State, where we are now training family practice physicians, and the hope is that they will stay in Northern Michigan.
In the letter dated May 9th, you mentioned 11 items of concern. One of them was the uncompensated care. You also write that the issues of health care and health insurance have been conflated. What's the importance of that distinction, and where is it being blurred?
Yeah, so I think regardless of the legislation, a lot of what we hear about in healthcare reform is really insurance. So you talk about marketplace insurance. Can you buy insurance across state lines? You know, subsidies for insurance. But at the end, that's insurance reform. Healthcare reform to me is how do you provide care in the most cost-effective setting? So how do you manage chronic disease? How do you reduce the cost of healthcare? You know, in the end, what everybody's concerned about is the cost of healthcare, whether that's a private business or whether that's a federal government. And we think there should be more discussion about how do you work with providers to really get at what are those drivers of cost rather than just how do you address the insurance marketplace.
Do you hope that the Senate kills the bill?
Well, I think our hope is that there is discussion on these issues and that, again, not that there shouldn't be any improvements made to this bill. So I think just to kill it probably doesn't address some of the issues, but that based on feedback of healthcare providers and physicians, that we make modifications to really have a solution for how do we address those folks that would lose coverage under the current House bill.
Ed Ness is president and CEO of Munson Healthcare. Nice to talk, Ed.
Thanks for having me.
We asked Congressman Jack Bergman to talk for the story, but he was not available. This is IPR News Radio.